Jesus served as good as he could, and he commanded, because he was in dangerous territory. And there was no chance for him to go in and sit down, because the next year, that same high priest that he was living, if he didn't, and he succeeded by another, he had to go in and do the same thing. And they went in there continually for 1,500 years. But they didn't put away sin because they went in there with the blood of lambs and goats and goats and so forth. But now, the Son of God has come, and he offered up the perfect sacrifice and has perfected forever them to be sanctified. And now, he is set now at the right hand of the Majesty of God because the work is done. There's no more sacrifice for sins to be made, because that perfect sacrifice has been made, has been accepted, and God has manifested that it has been accepted. And he said his whole field, his Son, from the holy field of Zion. And now he is waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. And they all to be made his footstool. The last enemy that shall be put on him is death. And then shall be the end. And he shall deliver up the kingdom to the Father. And he will say, Father, here am I, and children that thou hast given me. The Son of God that took in himself the Son of Man, the form of humanity, and is now alive forevermore in the very presence of the Majesty of God, is going to present them that the Father gave him. He's going to present them without spot, or without blemish, or without any such thing, that we might be full and without blame and before him and love. Beloved, the Church of God, the bride of Christ, shall stand in the presence of the Father, and there'll be no blame. There'll be no spot in her life, and she shall remain holy in love before this great God that has loved us and gave himself for us. And so then he goes on and establishes, begins to establish that God that by himself purged our sins. And if he purged our sins by himself, then there is nothing that can be done to it. There's nothing that man needs to do, to try to do, to add to that sacrifice that purged our sins. And if he has perfected forever, then that sanctified, then there's no more fault in the sacrifice of sin, because it has been perfected. And this is the very words that God the Son has given us in these last days. And they are words that are life. He says, my words, they are spirit and they are life. And we live upon them. We feed upon the humanity of Christ. He says that the man eat not my flesh, he drink not my blood, he has no life in him. And so the humanity of the Son of God, the fact that he came and took on himself a human body of flesh and blood that he might offer it, is our food and our drink. It is our salvation. It is all that our salvation is based upon. Without that, we don't have anything. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. And so, beloved, the Apostle John says, beloved, I write these things unto you that you might know you have eternal life. And he says, before that, he says, I write these things unto you who believe on the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life. And so, we have some knowledge. We don't have absolute perfect knowledge. Being having that sinful nature, there are battles that intervene. There are times when we are dominated by the sinful side of our nature, and we are made to doubt if indeed we are the children of God. So we don't have perfect knowledge, but we have some knowledge, and the Son of God has given it to us. It's the knowledge. He said he has given us the knowledge of the Son of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the light the knowledge of the Son of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This great majesty that he set down beside him is displayed in the face of Jesus Christ. So when we have knowledge of him, we have some light by which to walk, by which we can know that there are some things that God has done and has perfected through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he said, we, little children, we are of the world. We are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. They that are of God hear the voice. They that are not of God hear the mountains. And so, beloved, we have this wonderful revelation, the wonderful words of God that he came himself and gave us. He came and spoke in different ways and knowledge ways and manners of before speaking. But man, he has come and spoken by his Son, the very Son of himself. And he gave us the words that the Father gave him. The very words of the truth that we have. And he told us why he came and what he did. And he told us when it was finished. And he has by himself purged our sins and has perfected forever them that sanctified. And beloved, we stand today living in hope. We have a living hope because Christ is our hope. He is the anchor of our soul, the sure steadfast. And he is standing within the veil. He's gone on behind the veil, that problem of the Holy of Holies, and sat down because the work is finished. He's not coming out. He don't have to come out at all anymore. He's gone on in and sat down. And he's now making intercession for his dear children according to the will of God. So, beloved, your salvation is complete. Our salvation, we are complete in him. All that we stand in need of, for life eternal, for the forgiveness of sins, for everything that we stand in need of is in Christ. We need to know it's life eternal. The Christian religion is not about ceremonies, whether it's about a person. It's not according to rituals and things that you do, or things that you might do, or can do, or should do. Our salvation is in Christ. It's the person that came and put on himself a body which was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sin, by which he purged our sins. Never even know. It's just me. You publish the doors of the church, but there's one more here today that's never followed their Lord in baptism. And they left to publicly confess their trust in him. If they just put their sins away, we'll be glad to hear you and receive you into the church upon such heartfelt testimony. You have that desire. What shall we sing?
Page 86.
Page 86. The doors of the church are closed to you.
Alas, and in my state, and in my sovereign high, would he approach that sacred head for such a worm as I? Thy
serve, and we break up him and invite everybody to stay to eat with us and fellowship with us while we're eating, if you possibly can. Brother Hilkins, well, we discussed it, I think, in our last conference meeting. He has paid the insurance on the building and filled up the oil tanks, and it's about completed our reserve. So if anybody wants to help in that way, the church will certainly appreciate it. And I left my little book at home there, but we got an ordination, and Brother Hilton is going to read that letter.
It's from the Flat Creek Primitive Baptist Church, Richfield, North Carolina, to Leslie Street Primitive Baptist Church. Dear brothers and sisters, during our conference meeting on December 13th, 1997, the church voted to ordain Brother Gene Douglas Hogan to the full work of the gospel ministry. The ordination service is to be held on Friday evening, March the 6th, 1998. Service will begin at 7 p.m. We sincerely invite all your membership to attend and especially request the assistance of your ordained brethren in this service. Please remember us in your prayers and may God continue to bless you. In Christian love, Flat Creek Primitive Baptist Church, John M. Draper, moderator, 5B, Aaron Clerk. Now, most of you remember that Brother Gene Hogan was with us back a few months ago, and his ordination into the full ministry will be on Friday evening, March the 6th, at the Flat Creek Primitive Baptist Church. And I believe that's just out of Salisbury, is that?
Well, it's really it's closer to Denton. And if you leave Lexington on Highway 8, you go about 10 or 12 miles out of south of Lexington. You'll come to a little crossroads there called Healing Springs. There's a fire station and an old service station there. There's a place where you buy fish bait and stuff like that. You turn right there at Healing Springs on Highway 8. I believe that's Brinkles Ferry Road. It goes right down below Tucker Dam across the river. High Rock Lake there, Tucker Dam. Just as you cross the river, that's about 3 miles down there. You cross the river and turn left down River Road. And the Tar Road ends at 3 miles, and Flat Creek Church is right there. The road continues on, but it's a gravel road after that. You can see the church on your right there. You turn in to go in by the graveyard into the church. Also, the 17th of March, I left my appointment book at home. Elder Piles is to be with us at Pine, and he's going to be around for a week. That's on a Tuesday, and but that'll be after the second Sunday, so we'll get announced it again next month. And he's going to go down to Bear Creek down and then come back. He'll be at Parkview the following Tuesday. Be with us on Tuesday the 17th, and then the following Tuesday the 24th, he'll be at Parkview.
Also, Elder Grayson Worlds has promised to be with the church in Monticello the first Sunday in March. Elder Grayson Worlds will be with the church in Monticello on Sunday morning, a regular Sunday morning, first Sunday service.
Our hearts and minds satisfied, we ask the Lord to be most kind and merciful Heavenly Father. It's again, we humble by that presence. Thank you, our Father and our God, our blessed Savior and Redeemer, who has saved us with an everlasting salvation. We thank you, dear God, for such wonderful mercy, grace, and cordial loving kindness by which thou hast drawn us to thyself. We thank you for thy dear church here in the world, for the lot in the part that thou hast given us in it. Now, our Father, as we take the part in hand, we pray that thou would go with us as we each and all go our several ways. Be our light in darkness and our strength in weakness, for we ask it in Jesus' name.